Blackstone Audio presents St. Brigid's Bones, A Celtic Adventure by Philip Freeman. This book is read by Fiona Hardingham.
For Alison.
Chapter 1. I never meant to burn down the church. That's what I kept telling myself as I stood in front of Sister Anna's hut. It was a cool morning for mid-October, and dark clouds from the west threatened rain at any moment. Sister Anna was the abbess of the monastery of Holy Brigid at Kildare. Her hut was a small structure made of rough-hewn grey stone with a thatch roof. When Brigid was alive, she had cultivated a patch of bluebells and golden buttercups in front that made the place seem quite cheerful. But now the flowers were gone, and nothing but a cold stone bench stood beside the wooden door. I took a deep breath and knocked. I prayed that God would have mercy on my soul, for I knew Sister Anna would not. "Come in!" I pushed open the door and stooped to enter the hut, careful to close the door gently behind me. Sister Anna sat at her desk beneath the single window in back, writing on a piece of parchment. She did not look up. The abbess was a woman of about 60, with white hair and dark eyes. She wasn't wearing her veil on her head at the moment. But this wasn't unusual, as we seldom did so unless we were at worship. Like all the sisters, her tunic was of undyed wool spun and woven into a simple cloth and tied around the waist with a leather belt. We looked quite similar to women of the Druidic order, except that their clothing was bleached white, and each wore a small golden torque around her neck. Instead